Ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome back to Dims of Talkative Podcasts. As usual, it's your favorites, Ebenezer Jumo, the class captain, and...
You didn't say it well.
Who's saying?
It's Names of Talkatives, not Names of Talkative.
Names of Talkatives with an S. So, but you didn't mention your name.
Yours truly. If you're Barcelona.
We are thinking about something and we for the first time we agree on something that both of us, we think that God is white.
We say that before. Give me a truth.
We are coming to explain why God is white. Because when we were growing up, we had images of God being white and Satan being black. And then we've tried to dispute it over the years. As Satan being black, that is another episode.
And not to say that as we are saying God is white, it means Satan is black.
No.
But when we finish the podcast, you know where to place each possible. Of them.
Because we are not saying that Satan is not black.
No, I will tell you that Satan is not black. When we finish, we will decide where to put Satan. Me, I don't know.
Yeah, so why is God white?
Because why is God white?
That is the question.
Thank you for the question. Thank you. Thank you for the question.
Please, you may give your presentation.
I think the obvious one. The obvious one is. Why are you laughing?
I thought when you came, I'm sorry.
The obvious one is. What I'm going to say is not funny.
Okay.
It's not funny, but this boy is laughing.
I'm going to be serious.
Look at our governance. God will never rule like this. Like,
black man.
Never. A black God will never rule like this. You have natural resources.
Yeah.
But you say that me, resources, mempe. Kobo be saying our China.
Oh, IMF. Can't even employ graduates.
Me. Me were at the young friends, green vegetation. So me
when you see
me, my crown toes a feeble enough as well.
Oh,
me,
yeah, but I mean, I think God is black because of sorry for left.
God is white because of sorry for
yeah,
left.
Yeah, God is white.
Can
because
you
of
imagine
sorry,
that?
Sorry for, because when black man has power, he abuses it. When a black man has power, so like if someone is older than you. And you're giving them something with your left hand. they get offended. Why are you giving me something with your... Imagine, why a white man will not do this?
Imagine God who has created a body. Then you say that if you give me something with your left hand. Or you greet me with your left, you go to hell.
God will never do this. So imagine black man being God. That's the point you're making. If a black man was God, even just a human being, he doesn't want to accept something from your left hand. So imagine if a black man is God and he tells us not to sin, and we repeatedly sin again and again, and we come and ask for forgiveness. It will only take
God,
your third sin for him to get angry and kill you.
Third sin. Second.
Just say.
First one, I know at all warning.
At all warning, say hey.
Second one, they're both Sam James
Street. Straight.
Black God.
Black man with power like God. Hey!
Black God.
That's a consumer.
How can a black man be... How can God be black? When, if you are going somewhere and you meet a black man,
yeah,
and you don't greet
him.
And there's danger ahead. Meanwhile, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you don't even greet God.
We don't greet God. We don't pray.
You don't talk to him. But when you go and you meet danger, you come back.
To God. Yeah. When your life is smooth, you are sailing in life. You are having fun. You are partying. But when Yahweh comes, you go to God.
And I'm stating emphatically that God, in his infinite wisdom,
will never be black.
Will never do this to us. You will never be black. No, God will never be a black man.
God. But you too, I'm asking you. If you had to choose the power to be black, if you had the power to be born black or born white and you are God, which one would you choose?
If it were be you.
If you had the power to be born in US as a white man and to be born in Kokorobite. To be born in Kokorobite as a black
man.
Which one would
please,
you choose?
Please. The Pan-African people or whatever.
They can come and beat us.
Remove me from remove me from the agenda. As for this one, dear, no, God cannot, will not.
God is not black.
Do this to his children.
We can say everything we want.
No.
You and I, we know that God is not black.
God is not black. So right now, put Satan where you want to put him. Nobody's going to put him anywhere for you.
As of
where you want to put him.
Where Satan is there. Sometimes when I design it, I help the clients to process their building permit. I went to create a building permit for a client.
Tell it all.
They told me that they got the permit alone will cost $16,000. I told him to break down the cost. He said, I'm challenging black man. When they say that the design is nice and then they assume the client is rich, he actually went to an architect for the design. They can tell the difference between a design made by an architect and a design made by a draftsman. So the moment they say that, oh, we have money to pay for an architect, they will just charge you.
The land is not for your family.
The land is not for their family.
It's not for you.
It's not for them. If it abides by all the building standards and regulations and everything, just give the person the permit. 16,000. So this is what they do.
16 million.
Yeah, 16 million. It's not 1,006. So 160 million. 16,000.
For
and
what?
Then they have a matrix for calculation. And this is the funny thing. They say it depends on the type of building. That is what, if you read the government document, that is what they've said. So they are supposed to charge 0.3% of the total construction cost. Then the people will assume the construction cost. Then they will inflate the construction cost. Just so that their percentage will be higher.
So imagine... Jesus said he's preparing a mansion for us.
Yes.
Imagine say Yesu.
Mansion.
Yes, mansion. You know, project permit or black God. Two bedroom, put that, you know.
Or bed to the bed.
160 million.
No, apartment, 3-story apartment.
And ka black gold because.
Let me apartment.
Oni bibi. Odi gold ni wewe asini na.
Chem
two na mambako.
What? So.
Are you serious?
Any black person when you go to their office, just take a few percentage of them. Like majority of the people, they want to take advantage of you. And so this is what they do. Do you know the funny thing? Something that is a concrete figure now, that we are now bargaining.
permit
bargain. Say, okay, how much? It's outrageous. And they'll frustrate you. And then the blackest thing they do is, if you don't pay the amount, they have the power. And every municipal assembly is independent. Mm. So you cannot go for a permit in another jurisdiction. Like, you just has to be them. That's local assembly. So if you don't, there's no way around it. It's like when a policeman stops your car, if you don't pay the bribe, they'll try to look for faults around your car, and then they say, let's go to the police station. They're not interested in taking you to police station. They just want to frustrate you.
They are not interested in correcting whatever wrong you have done.
Yes, they just want the money.
Even if you've hit someone with your car and you've run and they see traces of blood,
They rather take money
just give them money
than solve the issue. So it's the same with the permit people. They will stop your building process, not because your drawings are not right or there's any problem. They just want to frustrate your life. Give me money, you are challenging me.
And talking about bossing people at their offices and stuff, I find something funny. You know, people complain, look at hospital and nurse for no money, how many show they are rude na the end, who ni my dear Aqua Sri?
No.
Obi a wire shop. Wire store ewo kwan ho. Oko to ade kwa na o church en ho
show.
Oko bank na.
You won't pay. If you go to bank, it's Ghana one teller at a time. I don't know if that's the constitution in Ghana
but
or what.
They will complain about the necessary. It is quite unfortunate that yours has to do with your
health.
Life.
Yeah.
And then
the only difference that the nurse's one is like critical.
And you'll be also for it, and on a critical. Like, exactly.
The apathy to work is cut across. It's not just nurses.
Yes, I'll now be.
She'll just go to the next shop.
The next shop.
But when you're
sick, you cannot get up and go to the... Yeah. Ghana ambulance. Transfer,
Ghana, all the ambulances in Ghana,
is less than 100. This is what you can say.
You can call fire service and they tell you don't have water. And it's not even a joke.
Sometimes they don't tell you. They come
and check
and a honor where you host Nina will be in us a saying Sony.
There was a time in Kintampo, true story. They called fire service and then they went and with a taxi to confirm the fire first before they,
hey!
They I swear. And then people pranked them. So they needed to come and verify before because they've
come. We prank God every day. Oh, a radimens is where they're by me. Oh, Jesus.
That's true. First thing tomorrow morning. Back to the
thing. So we are asking you again, if it were be you that you were God,
will you be black?
Will you be black?
Do you think?
Answer for yourself.
White men are corrupt too. Yes, that one. We are not. We are not naive to that fact. But there are some things black man would do to make his fellow lives very, very difficult. So in conclusion, I put it to you.
I put it to you. That God can never
be black.
Will never. He loves his children so much.
Thank you for the word. So sweet. Good night.
He can't add being black on top of all the suffering. No, you won't do that.
God knows this. So.
Wow, auntie has seen.
You can come and beat us. We are in our house.
If it's asking me, excuse me, maybe craft.
And that will be all for the day. Thank you for listening. You should subscribe to all our channels and this very podcast. Have fun. Have a wonderful time. Bye bye.